Chapter 19. I went as deep as I could, and as I tried to swim away, it felt like I was being pulled back. Underwater, fear crept up into my brain, and I wanted to scream. All of my courage for this impossible protest was gone. The truth is, I was sure I was about to die. I was pretty close to drowning when I came back up gasping for oxygen, and I was so scared I couldn't see straight. I had swallowed plenty of water and I was gagging too, but I forced my arms to move as I swam for my life and get to shore. Nick had waded out into the water to help me, but as soon as he saw that I wasn't going to drown, he started talking about winning some sort of award with his picture. My rig was pretty busted up. It had been mauled by the barge. As I got my senses back, I fished out what was left of my windsurfer. The board had a big gouge taken out of the fiberglass, and the sail was ripped apart. The boom was bent and mangled. I don't know why I was worrying about my gear. I should have just been happy to be alive. Maybe I was still in shock and not thinking too clearly. I tied it all onto the top of Nick's car and he shuttled me home. "I thought you were a gooner," he kept saying. "Me too," I said, shaking and coughing. Finally, I threw up. Fortunately for Nick, I rolled down the window in time and saved his seat covers. The picture was never even run in the Daily News, but as Nick had predicted, it found its way into papers all over the country. It showed me on my windsurfer just inches in front of the blunt nose of the charging boat of chemical waste. The message on the sail was perfectly clear. The captain read, "Lawn Environmental Radical Tries to Stop Chemical Death Barge." There wasn't even really a news story to go with it, just a couple of lines beneath the caption that said, "An overzealous youth tried to stop a barge from entering Rocky Harbor yesterday, where it was delivering its first shipment of toxic waste for disposal at a proposed incinerator. Although the barge collided with the windsurfer, the boy identified as Chris Knox was unhurt." Unhurt was possibly stretching it. Physically, I guess I was okay, but I had nightmares about the crash for a long time to come. I never told my folks what had happened until the phone calls started coming in. A couple of them were from people in other parts of the country who had tracked me down. One guy who sounded a bit flipped just say, "Hey man, I wanted to call and just tell you right on, I think you had real guts to do what you did. It's gonna be up to kids like you to save the planet. Keep it up." He never told me his name or where he was calling from, but I could tell from his accent that he was probably from out west. I had a couple of calls from Lacos who called me all kinds of names. "Who hired you to pull off that stunt?" one of them asked. Another said, "You just want to cause trouble and get your name in the paper, that's all, jerk." And he slammed down the phone. "Don't answer the next one," my mother said. But when it rang, my old man picked it up. "No, he's not here," Dad said. "I'll pass on the message if you like." No, that wouldn't be necessary. "Yes, okay, I will." And he hung up. "What was the one about?" my mother wanted to know. Dad looked at me made a face. It was a woman this time. "She said she thinks you are very brave. She said she had phoned Nick Whitley and found out you had your board chopped up. She offered to buy you a new windsurfer." "What did you say to her?" I demanded. "I said that it wouldn't be necessary. I don't believe it," I said and stomped off. The rift was growing again between my parents and me. We were light years apart. My father stomped after me to my room, walked in, and slammed the door behind him. "You could have been killed, Chris. This has all gone too far. I can't allow it. You've got to give it up. You have to learn when to quit. Advice from an expert, right?" "Yeah, maybe," he said, "but I got burned before, remember? Burned bad. My whole career got put on hold. Who am I kidding? It got flushed down the toilet when I went up against the system. You're just a kid. Imagine what can happen to you." "I don't know what can happen to me. You could get put in jail. You could get yourself killed. Who knows? Ask me if I care, I told him smugly, trying to block the barge was something I felt good about. All of it, including the nearly getting killed part. I had been scared to death and I hadn't backed down, and now I even had people from all over thinking I was a hero. The phone rang again. My father rolled his eyes and started for the door to answer it. Then he stopped dead in his tracks and turned around. No, you, I'm sure it's for you. Just don't say anything stupid. Hello? Chris, she said. It was the voice I had been longing to hear. In the back of my head had been this insane hope that my picture in the paper just might... Chris, I saw the photograph. It really scared me. What do you mean, scared you? Are you all right? Yeah, I'm fine, I said. Well, as fine as I can be without you, I miss you. I miss you too, and I'm sorry I haven't gotten in touch. I just couldn't deal with things, and I had nothing to do with you. You were the best thing that ever happened to me. I just had to be away from there, and I had to put all my energy into helping my mom. I really had no choice. I understand, I said, even though I didn't. Part of me wanted to yell and scream and kick and tell her how much I had been hurting, how it wasn't my fault her dad had died, so why I was being punished. But I didn't say it. I was as stupid as everybody thought I was. Chris, I need you here. I can't come back to Rocky Harbor, not just yet. But please, is there some way you can come home? I don't want to explain it all, but it's really important. What is it? You have to tell me something. I mean, sure, I'd do anything just to see you. I'll come, but what is it? What is it you're telling me? You thought you were all alone out there, didn't you? You thought you were the only one left in the fight, right? Yes, that's exactly how it felt. You were wrong. You're not alone, and it's not all over.